UFO Reporting Center?
Yes, sir. I live here in Humble, Texas,
yeah.
Houston. Something happened to me about 30 minutes ago. I called Houston Intercontinental Airport.
Yes.
And they... this is weird. It really is. I don't know where to really start. Do you monitor the radar system as far as the United States does? Where are you located at?
We're in Washington.
Washington. Uh-huh. I was out walking my dog, and I went down at this point down to the beach. And I was down there about 15, 20 minutes, I guess, and something landed, or I don't know if it landed or what. As I got closer to it, it appeared that it did land. And I had a chroma watch on. I don't know if you're familiar with them. It, for some reason, I can't account for 35 minutes. Before it landed, it shot off a blue ray. You still there?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. It shot off a blue kind of ray and hit me. And it lit up the area. And it just was for a few seconds. I don't know if it was for seconds or what, but at that time, it went down, and curiosity as I have, I went ahead and walked over to it, and...
Did that appear to be on the ground at that point?
Yes, okay. I seen it. I don't know about it. This is weird. I mean, this, you know, I've always believed in things like this, but my God. I don't know exactly what to say.
What did that object look like?
Well, I know what it looked like, but to a certain extent, my mind was more or less focused on the hatch when it opened. you know, it was very weird. A few minutes after the craft landed, I don't exactly remember it very much. My mind was so distorted, but after that, I had my dog with me.
Yes.
And I can't account for 35 minutes.
Okay.
In a way, you know, something happened. I can say what happened in a way, but... you have a supervisor or something, or your main person, or what?
No, you can talk to me.
Well,
what do you feel happened?
I just feel weird. I'll say that. I don't really know. Boy as hell. I know what happened, but like I said, the person I want to tell this to, I want to have some authority on this. Or do you the person to tell this to?
Sure.
Or what?
Absolutely.
What's your name?
Robert Gribble, G-R-I-B-B-L-E.
What is your profession as far as Air Force?
No, I'm retired.
What do you do?
Pardon me?
I mean, what is your title now?
Well, I'm at the center. I'm a member of the staff.
I know, but what's the staff called?
It's the National UFO Reporting Center.
You're a retired Air Force pilot?
No. No, I'm not. No, I'm retired from private life. This is a private scientific agency.
I seen the... more or less... this is weird. Do you want to hear this?
Absolutely.
My parents think I'm crazy as hell, but I seen what they look like. They told me that I want to explain something to you. I've always believed in things like this, but this is this is, I guess you could say, extraordinary, whatever. They told me that Well, for one thing, I ask, you know, I've always been curious, and which I've always been interested in things like this. And I just asked them what the, you know, how did they travel? And they just told me that they used the Earth's gravity and more or less magnetic field. And I just asked them, I said, more or less, I'm trying to remember exactly what I said to him because I was so scared. My dog, he just stood there. In fact, it was really weird. He didn't even bark at him. And if you know this dog, if you come in this yard any time during the night, he'll try to bite you.
Yes.
And he just more or less froze, and he was in a sitting position. And like I said, right before they landed, they hit me with a kind of a beam light. I don't know exactly blue or... I couldn't really tell. It blinded me, which I had surgery in my right eye about a month ago.
Yes.
And I don't know. I can't. It just hit me all of a sudden. Like I said, I couldn't understand what the hell it was. To me, it was kind of a bluish green or something to that effect. I don't know. But it did hit me. And my dog was about 10 feet from me. And right after that, it landed. The craft itself looked similar to something to the Apollo moon landing.
Okay.
I'm not, like I said, it was about 100 feet from me. The occupants was different, take my word for it. It was very different. It was very, very different. I'll say that. Extraordinary, whatever you want to say. And they more or less told me, I asked them, I said, well, what is your propulsion system? I don't know if you ever read it or not, but they, you know, like I said, they used the Biofield Brown effect. I don't know if you ever heard of that before. It was an article I read about 9 years ago. They used the Earth's gravitation for gravity or whatever, north and south. Polarity.
Yeah.
I'm making any sense. That's more or less it.
Okay, what time did that occur?
It was about 3 o'clock, I guess. Yeah. About that. You're at... What time is it there? Well, is here in Texas, it was 3 o'clock.
Okay.
About that.
Right.
I called the radar center and they said they didn't show nothing, but you know, they wouldn't tell you if they did. And something happened, I'll take my word. And also right after me seeing them, unfortunately they resemble something out of Steven Spielberg's, one of his movies. And you know, the white, the the big eyes, the ball, you know, the big head and all that shit. That I remember. Following that, I just, like I said, about 35, 40 minutes, I can't account. And when I finally realized what the hell was going on, I was sitting down and my dog was sitting next to me. And I don't know what happened from there. I don't. It was complete blank.
Was this a fairly large ship?
Compared to what? To me, it looked about like something... Like I said, right before, I remember seeing it, but after that, it just... I don't exactly remember too much. It just... The ray, whatever you want to call it, hit me.
Yes.
I believe it was the size, as far as dimensions, like I said, it was about 100 feet from me. I couldn't more or less tell you. I know what I seen, and I swear to God to it, but I just, you know, as far as dimensions, it was big, I know that much from the distance I was. But I know that the bottom part of it was flickering green, yellow, different colors. I know that much. But,
okay. Did you hear any sound associated with that?
No, that's weird. I didn't. Nothing. Period. After, I don't know what happened after, like I said, about 35, 40 minutes. I don't know, but I remember, I don't know if my subconscious or what, but I remember humming noise. Humming or generation noise or something. I don't know exactly what.
Did you see it take off?
No. Okay. I was sitting down and I looked up and I thought, what the fuck happened? And I don't know exactly what.
Okay, but you figure you had about 30 or 35 minutes that you cannot account for?
Right.
Okay.
I don't have any marks on me or anything like that. At least I don't think I do. But God knows.
Okay, would you talk to one of our representatives in the area?
Did I?
I said, would you talk to them?
Sure.
Okay. Will you be in this morning later on?
Yeah, sure. If Lord help, if they call here, I'm living with my parents right now.
Yes.
And I don't know how I guess he could just ask me for by name. What time is he going to come? Can I talk to him now or what?
No, it'll be sometime later this morning.
Well, this is weird. Is he with the Air Force or with...
No, he's a scientist. I think he works with NASA.
NASA.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, I guess that... What time do you think he'd probably call me?
It'll probably be before noon. How would that be?
Okay, that'd be fine.
Okay. Well, we sure appreciate your calling about that.
Okay, well, you know, like I said, I... Thought you all might like to know.
Okay. Thanks again.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.